Thanks to the Cavaliers and Mrs. Danner's class for that amazing introduction. Just a few minutes, we'll explain an airline's unique idea to cut costs. First up, though, we're heading to Afghanistan. That's where President Obama was yesterday, making a surprise visit to the country. It happened on the one-year anniversary of the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. The terrorist leader was once in Afghanistan as a guest of the group that ruled most of the country, the Taliban. And it's the Taliban whom U.S., Afghan, and international forces have been fighting during the war in Afghanistan. Plans for U.S. troops to leave the country are moving forward. President Obama and Afghan President Hamid Karzai signed a deal yesterday that outlines how the countries will work together after most of those troops have left. The FBI says five men are in custody after allegedly planning to blow up a bridge in Ohio. The suspects were arrested Monday evening as part of a sting operation run by the FBI. They've been charged with conspiracy and attempted use of explosives. Authorities say the men's plan targeted this bridge. It's in the Cuyahoga Valley National Park, about 15 miles south of Cleveland, Ohio. Officials say the men planned to detonate explosives that would bring down the bridge. These are the five suspects. They range in age from 20 to 35 years old. The FBI says the men never posed any real danger to the public. The explosives they were planning to use were fake. The suspects got them from an undercover FBI agent.
Just the facts. May Day takes place every year on May 1st. The event is a celebration of spring. It's also used to celebrate working people. That's why it's known in some countries as International Workers' Day. May Day is celebrated around the globe, and it's often used as a day of protest.
You remember the Occupy movement that got a lot of attention last fall? It was based around protesters gathering in different U.S. cities, especially in New York at Wall Street. On Tuesday, some of the members tried to launch Occupy May Day rallies across the country. Those were just some of the events that happened yesterday. Michael Holmes gives us a global rundown on May Day.
In London and across much of Europe, May Day marches served as a rallying cry against severe austerity measures, high unemployment, and deep wage cuts. In Greece, thousands of workers, pensioners, and students march peacefully to the Parliament building in Athens. In Spain, union workers railing against their failing economy shut down much of the country with a general strike. In France, many of the protesters were young people, unhappy with their high levels of unemployment and increasing college costs.
There are less and less people now who can afford education, and more graduate students who cannot find a job.
But it was a celebratory mood in Moscow as Russia's president-elect Vladimir Putin and the outgoing head of state Dmitry Medvedev joined more than 100,000 people in a march through the capital. In the United States, the Occupy movement looked to regain its relevancy and turn the holiday into a day of disruption, with protests planned in more than 100 cities. Occupy Wall Street members in New York called for a day without the 99%, referring to its slogan that a wealthy 1% rules over an increasingly powerless majority. Much different scene in Cuba, where a massive crowd paraded through the streets of Havana, ending up in a celebration in Revolution Square. In Indonesia, thousands of workers marching in Asia's biggest May Day rally, demanding better pay and job security. Flag-carrying activists also marched in Hong Kong, as well as in Tokyo. And in Manila, several thousand Filipinos marched on the presidential palace carrying banners with slogans like "Raise Our Pay Now" and "Fight for Socialism." Michael Holmes, CNN, Atlanta.